I've learned a lot from great writers and great performers. And when you do something for so long, like I've been singing this kind of music for over 20 years, you just start to pick up on a lot of the techniques. And that, you know, it's like they say 10,000 hours is the minimum to become good at something, right? And as many of my idols, including Tony Bennett, you know, once said to me personally, he said, listen, it's always a learning experience. Music is not you get there and you finish. It's continuing on for years and years. And that's why you still see him touring well into his 90s, right? Because he enjoys what he does and he's also learning. So my only regret about this new record called Sinatra is that my duet with Zbigniew, I didn't have the opportunity to perform live with him.
But you did have opportunity to listen to his music.
Yes. I mean, I've met him a couple times as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So his voice is a very distinct, very cool voice. And the fact that he plays trumpet and violin extremely well. I mean, he was like a real musical genius.
Yes, indeed. He's greatly missed here. I know that he did not put his last word in jazz and, music in Poland in general.
It takes time, and it makes you realize how precious time really is, right? But now we have the studio recording of My Way, and there's bilingual version, and even now after hearing it, you know, 50, 60, 70 times after taking a break, I come back, I still get chills from it because it just sounds, hearing Zbigniew sing it is just amazing.
Is it because of your wife, this coming back to Poland, those Polish duets, or you do it in many countries, in fact?
Well, the truth is because my wife's family is from Poland, I spend more time there, and it's like a second home. But in music, in general, if I'm touring the States or if I'm in the Netherlands or Japan or wherever I am, Canada, it's as musicians, we try to collaborate as much as possible because the skills from each other we can learn, and it makes us be better than how we would be if we just did it solo. And collaboration has been a big part of classical and jazz for many, many, many years. I'm just kind of carrying the tradition.
You have to learn from someone, right?
Oh, young and old. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I listen to younger singers, you know, older musicians, everything. And when you're bridging cultural and language gaps, it makes it more fun because you have to work harder at it.
Definitely. Well, in your case, it's the common platform is the kind of music that you decided to perform.
Crooning. Late night jazz, you know, have a cocktail in the hand and the record player on.
Why not? I mean, I also love your chats in between the songs. The first time I heard you personally was Norsey Jazz, long, long time ago.
Wow.
So, yeah. Tell me about the album, because it's Zbigniew's birthday. Is it the date of the official premiere as well?
So we're launching the first single. Mm-hmm. And then we will be doing a bunch of other singles, and we have some surprise duets as well with other artists. And then we will release the full album in the fall when I return, hopefully, for our postponed tour across Poland.
Postponed tour. I think everybody is struggling with this. So how are you coping with this forced staycation?
It's interesting. I mean, I feel very lucky that I don't have to worry right now. I'm still healthy. My family's healthy. Thank goodness. You know, I really feel for those people who have lost somebody. I mean, the staycation, as you call it, is a minor inconvenience because death is way worse. It's interesting from a musical point of view, from a career point of view, because my enjoyment of music and many other musicians is the social interaction with people. You know, as much as I love talking to you on the phone, I really want to see you in person. I want to talk to you. I want to share a beer.
That would be lovely, of course.
I want to be on stage. I want to see the people in the audience, how much they enjoy the music that I enjoy. You know, it's like we're all a team. So we're getting better at, say, the online, the social media, the recording of the music. But ultimately, it has changed the way that we communicate, specifically in music. And I know eventually we will all return to being in the same room together at some point and enjoying music. But for now, this is the best it can be. And like I said, it's better than death. So I'm not complaining.
Well, I don't think I have ever heard you complain in public about anything. So that's probably
positive.
Be my guest. Well, you are, actually. But that's probably a part of your personality, at least the stage personality.
Well, it's the same. I'm very fortunate, right? And I understand there are many people who are not as fortunate, and I don't want to be the guy to say, oh, boo-hoo me, right? Because anyway, moving on.
There's no reason to, because let's look forward to the future, future in fall, where you're releasing your album and hopefully coming back to Poland with some concerts. Tell me about the album, because there's going to be those evergreens of Frank Sinatra. Who chose them? Who arranged them? Who did you work with?
Interesting enough, the album was recorded last year, and the reason why I recorded it was in my show and throughout my career, I have sang many of these standards, because as a performer, the key for me, at least this is the way I look at it, when you are creating new music, the history and the emotion of previous music is very important. So we all love to sing songs we know. We all love to listen to, you know, our stereo system, and it could be a Beatles song, or it could be an Elvis song, or it could be, you know, a Drake song, whatever it is, because all of these songs are anchored in memories. So I never ever recorded, well, many of these songs on this album that I've been singing for 20, 25 years. And I had this idea. I had a little bit of time off last year, and I said to my band, I said, God, we've played these songs for years. Why don't we record them? And of course, everyone's like, all right. So 18 of us went into the studio. We recorded one day. We recorded live off the floor.
That's amazing. The old school way.
Yeah, I know. And now it seems like a dream, right?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
But the beauty is that a lot of these players in the band had played with Etta James and played with Frank Sinatra and played with Tony Bennett. And when we all got into the studio and we all played what we knew, it was like putting on a pair of comfortable jeans, which I haven't done in now 2 months, right? I just wear jogging pants all the time. So the emotion and the excitement and the high-fiving is all apparent on the record. It sounds absolutely incredible. So I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, and also the fact that you've played those songs together for years, that means that you just feel so comfortable, at ease, and fun.
Well, another thing too is I have noticed that a lot of people, specifically under the age of 30, and you may laugh at this, but I've met a lot of people, a lot of kids who have never heard of Frank Sinatra or Harry Connick Jr.
Okay,
or Tony Bennett.
That's spooky.
And the whole idea from the record came from, I was in the backseat of an Uber, and there was my driver, she was 25, and we just started talking. She's like, I love music. And I said, well, you know, I do like jazz and like Frank Sinatra. And she's like, who's that?
Oh, no.
I was like, come on. So I put on the Spotify to her radio, and we listened to it all the way downtown. And she looked at me and she said, I never heard of this music. This is like the coolest thing. Thank you so much. And I sent her some playlists. And just me telling her about this music got her interested. So I'm hoping that, you know, as some people on the internet, you know, maybe they'll find my version of Fly Me to the Moon. And they'll go, oh, geez, Frank Sinatra. And then they'll go back and listen to his music as well.
Well, I'm still speechless. For us, our generation, that's quite obvious. Did you make any changes in those songs, in the arrangements?
From the arrangement point of view, we kept it as classic as possible because you've got Nelson Riddle and Billy May. From the vocal performance, because I've been singing it for so long, there are things in it that I do that I didn't do it like Frank. I can't copy him. I'm at the end of the day, I can only be me. So it was an exciting time to listen back and then compare them and go, oh, I do it differently. This is great.
Who's the producer? Who did you work with on this album?
Me.
Perfect. Last album wasn't exactly self-made, but you did produce it and you wrote a lot of those songs, or most of them.
Yeah, so. I mean, just because I've been doing it for so long and working with so many great people, it's fun to produce your own records just because you don't have to bug people when you want something. But there are people that I work with from, you know, the arrangements we got, I still needed to work with the copyists and with the conductors, and we had to talk about it and how this section would go and bring down the volume here, make it louder and more exciting. So it's not just me. I would say that everyone equally on the record, specifically from the conductors and the I guess you could say copyists or co-producers, were a treat to work with. And they're still, I mean, they're my friends. So it meant for good, easy days in the studio and good drinks after.
Oh, perfect. That's how it should be done. You mentioned
Absolutely.
18 people in the studio. So how is it going to be during the concerts? Once you're
so
back.
Usually when we go on, it depends on the show. I know the ones in the fall, there's 8 of us. So there's 4 horns and then there's 3 rhythm and myself. And when you get into horn harmony, the 4 horn arrangement is a very, very good representation of a big band. So you can still get the chord structure. So it still sounds like the record.
Oh, it's so beautiful that you don't give up on the horn section. That's wonderful.
No. That's the best part.
Of course. Well, I can't wait. How many concerts do you have in Poland? Well, how many were planned? Do you remember?
I believe we had 7.
Wow.
7 shows planned. And I think we were going to add more. And then, unfortunately, things changed. And I'm still hoping that we will be allowed to do it, but time will tell.
Sure.
Obviously, safety is the most important.